Reed and Krista, hi, this is Ankur. I'm checking in from Congo Town Beach on the outskirts of Monrovia, the capital of Liberia in West Africa, closest part of the continent to Brazil, which is something I was very interested in learning early on in my time here. And indeed, it's that connection to Brazil that really, really gives me a foothold here, that really helps me feel like I can be at home. But I recently heard about your latest news, Krista, and it really caught me by surprise, of course, as I'm sure it did you. And I read through your blog today, so thank you so much for keeping that. And I just wanted to share a few words that I actually read last night in this book called Grace and Grit, which you've maybe heard about, by a philosopher who I've admired for a long time. And kind of, randomly, Kate brought it on this voyage, and we're reading it together, and so it was topical in a sense. I wanted to read it, just this one passage about the difference between illness and sickness. And I don't know if it's anything that's really relevant to what you're going through right now, but I thought of you when I read it, and I just send my blessings and hope everything is going well for you, or as well as it can. And know that I'm sure you have the love of so many people all across the world, but there's people praying for you in Liberia as well. Okay. As Treya realized, our immediate problem was not cancer. Our immediate problem was information. And the first thing you learn about cancer information is basically none of it is true. Let me explain. In any disease, a person is confronted with two very different entities. One, the person is faced with the actual disease process itself, a broken bone, a case of influenza, a heart attack, a malignant tumor. Call this aspect of disease illness. Cancer, for example, is an illness, a specific disease with medical and scientific dimensions. Illness is more or less value-free. It's not true or false, good or bad. It just is, just like a mountain isn't good or bad, it just is. But two, the person is also faced with how his or her society or culture deals with that illness, with all the judgments, fears, hopes, myths, stories, values, and meanings that a particular society hangs on each illness. Call this aspect of disease sickness. Cancer is not only an illness, a scientific and medical phenomenon, it is also a sickness, a phenomenon loaded with cultural and social meanings. Science tells you when and how you are ill. Your particular culture or subculture tells you when and how you are sick. This is not necessarily or even especially a bad thing. If a culture treats a particular illness with compassion and enlightened understanding, then sickness can be seen as a challenge, as a healing crisis and opportunity. Being sick is then not a condemnation or moral judgment, but a movement in a larger process of healing and restoration. When sickness is viewed positively and in supportive terms, then illness has a much better chance to heal, with a concomitant result that the entire person may grow and be enriched in the process. Men and women are condemned to meaning, condemned to creating values and judgments. It is not enough to know that I have a disease. That I have a disease is my illness. But I also need to know why I have that disease. Why me? What does it mean? What did I do wrong? How did this happen? I need, in other words, to attach some sort of meaning to this illness. And for this meaning, I am dependent first and foremost on my society, on all the stories and values and meanings in which my culture dresses a particular disease. My sickness, as opposed to my illness, is defined largely by the society, the culture or subculture in which I find myself. Condemned to meaning. We would much prefer to be saddled with a harmful and negative meaning than to have no meaning at all. And so whenever illness strikes, society is on hand with a huge supply of ready-made meanings and judgments through which the individual seeks to understand his or her sickness. And when that society is in fact ignorant of the true cause of an illness, This ignorance usually breeds fear, which in turn breeds negative judgments about the character of the person unlucky enough to come down with the illness. This person is not only ill, but sick. And this sickness, defined by society's judgments, all too often becomes a self-fulfilling and self-reinforcing prophecy. Why me? Why am I sick? Because you've been bad. But how do you know I've been bad? Because you're sick. In short, the less the actual medical causes of an illness are understood, then the more it tends to become a sickness surrounded by desultory myths and metaphors, the more it tends to be treated as a sickness due to character weakness or moral flaws of the afflicted individual, the more it is misunderstood as a sickness of the soul, a personality defect, a moral infirmity. Now, cancer is a disease, an illness, about which very little is actually known, and there is virtually nothing known about how to cure it. And therefore, cancer is a disease around which an enormous number of myths and stories have grown up. As an illness, cancer is poorly understood. As a sickness, it has assumed awesome proportions. And as difficult as the illness of cancer is, the sickness of cancer is absolutely overwhelming.